WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Kindness tools for today's challenges. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and let's be real, sometimes life feels like a never-ending yes parade, right? We're constantly bombarded with requests, obligations, and expectations. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be superhuman. Today, we're diving into the art of setting healthy boundaries and saying no because sometimes no is actually the most courageous yes you can say to yourself. Now, before you picture this as some rigid, cold-hearted rulebook, let me assure you it's not. Saying no doesn't mean being a jerk, it means honoring your values, protecting your energy, and ultimately showing up as your best self. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a limited amount of time, energy, and mental bandwidth. These are precious resources. Why would you spend them on things that don't align with your goals or make you feel fulfilled? Okay, let's unpack 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of the no. First up, know your values. What truly matters to you? What brings you joy? What makes your soul sing? Once you identify those core values, saying no to things that clash with them becomes a lot easier. You're essentially aligning your actions with what's important, creating a life that feels authentic and meaningful. Second, recognize your limits. We all have different capacities for giving and taking. You're not obligated to say yes to everything just because you feel pressured or obligated. It's okay to acknowledge your limitations and prioritize self-care. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. You need to recharge and replenish your energy reserves to show up fully in the areas that truly matter. Third, practice saying no kindly but firmly. You don't have to apologize profusely or overexplain yourself. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit to that right now is perfectly sufficient. Be direct and clear about your decision without feeling the need to justify it. Fourth, offer alternatives when possible. Sometimes saying no outright can feel a bit harsh. If you want to be extra considerate, offer an alternative solution. Maybe you can't attend that event, but you could suggest connecting for coffee another time. Or perhaps you can't take on that new project, but you could recommend someone else who might be a good fit. And finally, remember, saying no is an act of self-love. When you set boundaries and protect your energy, you're essentially saying yes to yourself, yes to your well-being, yes to your goals, and yes to living a life that feels truly fulfilling. Okay, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine your best friend asks you to go on a week-long road trip, but you've been feeling overwhelmed lately and need some serious downtime. You know you can't handle the constant stimulation and energy drain of a long trip right now. So, how do you navigate this? You could feel guilty and say yes anyway, or you could take a deep breath, recognize your limits, and say, hey friend's name, I really appreciate the invite. But honestly, I need some serious me time to recharge right now. Maybe we can plan something shorter later in the year when things are calmer. See? You're saying no while still maintaining a healthy relationship. Listen, setting boundaries and saying no isn't about being selfish or difficult. It's about creating space for what truly matters. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your energy, and showing up as the best version of yourself in every area of your life. So go out there, reclaim your power, and don't be afraid to say no sometimes. It's the most courageous yes you can give yourself. All right, beautiful souls, that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you found these tips helpful. Remember, life is too short to spend it saying yes to everything. Choose your battles wisely and prioritize what truly brings you joy. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boundary-setting inspiration. And as always, keep shining bright. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.